Richard of Jamestown, A Story of the Virginia Colony, by James Otis. Foreword. The purpose of this series of stories is to show the children, and even those who have already taken up the study of history, the home life of the colonists with whom they meet in their books. To this end, every effort has been made to avoid anything savoring of romance, and to deal only with facts, so far as that is possible, while describing the daily life of those people who conquered the wilderness, whether for conscience' sake or for gain. That the stories may appeal more directly to the children, they are told from the viewpoint of a child, and purport to have been related by a child. Should any criticism be made regarding the seeming neglect to mention important historical facts, the answer would be that these books are not sent out as histories, although it is believed that they will awaken a desire to learn more of the building of the nation, and only such incidents as would be particularly noted by a child are used. Surely it is entertaining as well as instructive for young people to read of the toil and privations in the homes of those who came into a new world to build up a country for themselves, and such homely facts are not to be found in the real histories of our land. James Otis. End of foreword. Who I am. Yes, my name is Richard Mutton. Sounds rather queer, doesn't it? The lads in London town used to vex me sorely by calling Baa Black Sheep whenever I passed them. And yet he who will may find the name Richard Mutton written in the list of those who were sent to Virginia in the New World by the London Company on the 19th day of December in the year of our Lord, 1606. Whoever may chance to read what I am here setting down will, perhaps, ask how it happened that a lad, only 10 years of age, was allowed to set for that new world in company with such a band of adventurous men as headed the enterprise. Therefore it is that I must tell a certain portion of the story of my life for the better understanding of how I came to be in this fair, wild, savage-beset land of Virginia. Yet I was not the only boy who sailed in the Susan Constant, as you may see by turning to the list of names, which is under the care, even to this day, of the London Company. For there you will find written in clerkly hand the names Samuel Collier, Nathaniel Peacock, James Broomfield, and Richard Mutton. Nathaniel Peacock has declared more than once that my name comes last in the company, at the very end of all, because I was not a full-grown mutton, but only large enough to be called a sheep's tail, and therefore should be hung on behind, as is shown by the list. Left alone in the world. The reason of my being in this country of Virginia at so young an age is directly concerned with that brave soldier and wondrous adventurer, Captain John Smith, of whom I make no doubt that people in this new world, when the land has been covered with towns and villages, will come to know right well, for of a truth he is a wonderful man. In the 6th month of grace, 1606, I was living as best I might in the great city of London, which is as much a wilderness of houses as this country is a wilderness of trees. My father was a soldier of fortune, which means that he stood ready to do battle in behalf of whatsoever nation he believed was in the right, or, perhaps, on the side of those people who would pay him the most money for risking his life. He had fought with the Dutch soldiers, under command of one Captain Miles Standish, an Englishman of renown among men of arms, and had been killed. My mother died less than a week before the news was brought that my father had been shot to death. Not then fully understanding how great a disaster it is to a young lad when he loses father or mother, and how yet more sad is his lot when he has lost both parents, I made shift to live as best I might with a sore heart, but yet not so sore as if I had known the full extent of the misfortune which had overtaken me. An idle boy. At first it was an easy matter for me to get food at the home of this lad or of that.